back in the studio, back bringing another week of sports topics to everyone leading up to bowl weekend starting, bowl month, I guess it is now. World Cup finals this weekend, NFL going on, a little bit of everything. Back on a Wednesday, Andy and I are both back from being dead from the last 3 days, we could say. So that's why we were pushing this back, but we are here. Glad to have you.
How we doing? How we doing? How we doing?
Better. To say the least, good. Both of us.
Both of us. I think some of the dead might be a little different, but in the end, it all is right. The same. Walking zombies at best, and here we are.
Yeah. We got college bowl season coming up. Do you get excited for any of these games?
Not really, but football's football.
Yeah.
And when you catch one and you're like, oh, I don't give a shit about this game, that game, but then you just flip through the dials and you hit one up and all of a sudden you're seeing a good scoring game and you're like, well, I can tune into this for the second half.
Thankfully, it's kind of like championship week in college basketball with betting now that it makes you into some of these games. But at the same time, people entering the transfer portal and players going pro really make this tricky to follow as far as betting goes.
I just seen a stat the other day. Like, there's like 13,000 college football players and 1,000 of them are in the transfer portal, and it's like, what the fuck? And sometimes it's just good players too.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I feel like this is just like vacationing season for some of these guys.
Oh yeah, like, absolutely.
It's just like, oh, I can go play somewhere, but do whatever, and now next year, you go to Alabama and win national title, and then be like, next year, you're like, you know what, I want to go live in California and go play for USC.
And it's like, if I don't make the playoffs, I'm out. Or if I'm not a starter on a playoff team, like, I'm out.
And that's a definite thing, too, right now. It's just, and even with Ohio State, they are a playoff team. They got guys saying, hey, I'm just going NFL.
And now with Dion at Colorado, like, you've got a bunch of these other medium schools or other Power 5 schools with players saying, like, hey, I'm going to hit this transfer portal up. What are you doing, Dion? You want me? So it really throws a wrench. It really makes betting hard because you don't know what rosters are coming out.
Honestly, it is the craziest free agency in sports right now. Like, on top of it.
It is NBA free agency college level.
Yeah, and it's crazy because a lot of these, the non-playoff teams, they're, like, really able to get down on the ground and pick some of these guys up, while some of these playoff teams are like, well, we got focus
right
on this, and, they got to battle their time in between both situations, and I've been hearing that Ohio State's getting dominated in the recruiting process. So
who cares? They still roll out top five draft or top five recruiting classes.
And they had another disappointment I heard today with Trayvon Henderson's not going to get to play. He's going to have foot surgery. He's not going to be playing. So
yeah, and we're
that's another blow for the Buckeyes. Hey, they need everybody. And everybody.
And we'll talk about that more leading up to it when we get Say back on. For our college football playoff preview, as far as the top four teams go,
what is your bowl game that you're looking at outside some of the major?
There's going to be a couple. I'm looking at the start. I feel like there's too many, so it's hard to really dive in.
Too many. There didn't used to be too many, but now that two of them matter.
Right.
Like, there's just too many because nobody really gives a rat's ass about any of these other games. But there will be stories that come to fruition.
Oh yeah, of course.
And sometimes it's just the names of these bowls.
Like, well, yeah. I sent you a text yesterday. Jimmy Kimmel has a bowl. Like, what do you have to do in your life
to get a bowl? Yeah, you know, enlighten me on that.
I have no... What bowl game is that? Hold on. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by Stifel? Is that Greg? Is that Stifel from...
Why wouldn't it be presented by Jimmy Kimmel late night?
I don't know who Stifel is, but it is Washington State and Fresno State. So, I'm not sure.
Oh, my. And then what is this Jimmy... Like, if they're going to have
Does he get royalties?
Like, Jimmy Kimmel has to be commentator.
But does he get, like... I know. Does he get, like, a profit off, like, ticket sales and stuff? He would have right?
But I feel like he just, like, pays money. Hey, name this Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. It's, like, everybody knows who fucking Jimmy Kimmel is.
Right.
Like, if you want me to watch Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, I want Jimmy Kimmel doing the broadcast. And he's been a football guy. I remember back when he was on, like, the Fox pregame shows doing the funny shit with, like, Uncle Sal and all that
shit. Yeah.
Bring me some of that to this bowl game. Boom. I might put this thing on. Plus, it's going to be on probably late at night. So
no, it's 3:30 in the afternoon.
It's in L.A.?
Yeah, it's at SoFi Stadium.
Oh, my God.
I know. So is that where you have to be Jimmy Kimmel level to get a bowl named after you? Like, how does Drake not have a bowl in Toronto? Like, how is there not...
What does it take to get a bowl?
Like, I don't know at this point.
Start a bowl?
No.
I mean, alright, so here's the question. Is Barstool still doing their bowl? Because they were supposed to do like a bowl game last year, and COVID, like both teams got COVID, so they had to like cancel it. They were supposed to do like Barstool Arizona Bowl.
They got a lot of in-house drama right now, so I don't think they are participating in bowl season.
What do you mean?
Didn't somebody just get fired? I feel like more and more people are like picking up on like the fake stage stuff.
Nobody got fired. I know a guy quit, but
I thought he got fired.
Are you talking about Rico Bosco?
No. What was his name? Mincy?
Oh, he didn't get fired?
Oh, I don't care about him.
Are you talking about like that whole like Alex Stein situation?
Sure.
Oh God. You don't know anything.
I don't pay attention like you do. I'm not
Do you even know?
There's 75,000 employees.
I know who Alex Stein was like 15 years ago.
They have 75,000 employees that do 75,000 different things that all lead to nothing.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of Primetime 99 Alex Stein?
No.
Oh, he was on like a reality TV show. Like,
well, that explains it.
15 years ago called The Glass House. He got voted out the first night. He's the most arrogant fuck you'll ever meet. Like, he
fits in well there.
Douche. He like broke into like the Barstool offices yesterday, and apparently like Mincy knows him because like they went to LSU or something together at the same time. I don't know a lot of it, but no, he's not fired. No, do you have the docket up? Is there an Arizona Barstool Arizona?
No, I just looked all the way through the playoffs and the couple days after, and there's nothing.
All right. Well, there might be a second page that you're not seeing because it's a lot of bowls.
I went through them all. I'm on ESPN. I trust ESPN more than Barstool.
Well, maybe ESPN's only posting the ones that they're actually putting on their network because, you know, it's just going to be
the fact that it started.
Bowls,
it started. The list starts off
for the rest of the time on ESPN.
Well, yeah, but the list starts off with Miami, Ohio, and UAB at 6-6 versus 6-6. I don't think they're hiding better games.
What a classic! Where are they playing? Fenway Park,
Bahamas. No,
what do you think about those games?
Fenway Park now is hilarious.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah, that's actually kind of dope. But like the Wasabi Fenway Park, like I do not associate Wasabi and Fenway Park. Not for shit.
But like, how do you feel about the baseball stadium bowl?
So
games?
It's different. I feel like I have a different view because I went to a Georgia State football game, and their new home stadium is at the old Turner Field, the old Brave Stadium.
Okay,
and they converted.
I heard that place is a shithole though. Did they build that for like the Olympics?
They did.
Like, they just like half-assed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Why? Because they knew that that guy might blow it up either way.
Well, they have a lot of renovations. It was like, and it really wasn't the best area. Like growing up, like the area around the baseball stadium wasn't the best. It would be like if you put the Indian Stadium or Guardian Stadium on like east of Cleveland State.
Well, like where like the actual like stadium they used to have was, I forget what the name of it was, but it
Municipal
that
Stadium
was in like a shithole.
Yeah, it'd be like if you moved it to like East Cleveland, like past 100th Avenue, where it's like you don't go down there if you're white. It would be like that.
All right, but you did go to a football game that in a baseball stadium.
It's different. It's different. I will say that.
And I heard like at Fenway, like it's like terrible because that thing was like built so fucking old,
right?
That like every seat in there is like tilted just to like go towards like home plate.
Oh, really?
So like even if you go there, it's like so confined, like. You just have to like.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Sit there and you know have like back problems for the rest of your life, just because you wanted to go to this game. I seen them show a picture of like, you know, they had this field painted and stuff. They're still on the field. Number one rule, like, now that these bowl games are such crap, let's not have bowl games in cold cities. Like, let's give these guys some vacations and stuff.
It's disappointing because like, at the same time, it's like. For us.
Because, like you just said, you're shitty Ohio versus UAB, and you're going to the fucking Bahamas.
How cool is that? Except that none of your family can probably go. Or, like, you know, like, no fans can go. Because, Bahamas? You want me to fly to the Bahamas right now? Have you seen airfare?
Well, hey, these days in college football, programs.
Now the NIL's there. But is there still the Pinstripe Bowl?
They can bring anybody anywhere. They can do anything they want.
Do we still have the Pinstripe Bowl too? Because then that's at Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's like the original one that I think of when it came to these baseball stadium bowls was Pinstripe Bowl, and it usually would get like one of the military teams, armed force teams in there.
Oh, listen to this name. First of all, hold on. Syracuse versus Minnesota. And the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
The Bad Boy what?
Mowers.
Bad Boy Mowers?
Yes. Did P. Diddy, like, create a mower company? Like,
are you fucking serious?
Bro. Yeah. Bad Boy Mowers.
They got, like, mowers on 20s or what?
I'm about to Google this freaking company.
So it's the Bad Boy Mowers
Pinstripe Bowl. Pinstripe Bowl.
Oh, so that's in New York.
That's the one with Syracuse versus Minnesota.
And then that's when like a team like Syracuse gets screwed because they're like, oh, you had a good season, but you don't get to go to California. You don't get to go to the Bahamas. You don't get to go to Hawaii. Oh, you're in the New York, network area. Ah, you get to stay at home and play the Bad Boys Mowers Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. Wow.
I'm just going to read you the first, like, couple lines of Bad Boy Mowers page.
All right.
Classic American muscle. Mow with an attitude. It's our legacy.
I mean, that better come with some strippers and gin and juice.
Shit, it must be if they're sponsoring a bowl game. How much is these mowers? Let me see this shit. Zero turn mowers. How much you got?
Yeah, well, they're probably like $20,000.
Man,
this is a
commercial lawn
for like $4,000.
Let me get a residential one. I don't need commercial. We don't have that much here.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Commercial probably like can mow like 15 acres.
Oh, so you're just, like, deck size?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, my residents might need a...
You do not need a zero 52 turn.
52-inch.
You do not. Oh, see, there's so much work to find out how much one of these mowers are. Like, that just lets you know they're so freaking expensive.
These things are probably, like, custom.
Oh, hold on.
Like, these are probably, like, rappers probably like buy these mowers so that their fucking groundskeepers can ride them around. Like these guys, or is this the next big thing? Or like instead of riding like four wheelers and dirt bikes down the fucking highways, and
this shit has a bucket on it.
Issues,
you can like put a bucket on this fucking shit.
You know, zero turn mowers bumping up and down the streets.
You can put a bucket on the front of this thing to pick up the trash while you mow. Like, I'm sure they sell the bucket too. Trust me. It is $91 a month. That's all they'll let you know. Oh, well, building
quote. So is this a mowing business or company? Are they actually selling mowers?
Mowers and tractors.
$91 a month and they'll come and mow your yard.
No, mowers and tractors.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying?
No, they sell
like,
them.
Are
they
we
sell
buying them. Mowers?
We're buying mowers and tractors.
Are we buying the service?
No, we're buying mowers and tractors.
So it's just $91 a month and they'll tell you when you own it?
I guess so.
I guess. Well, I learned too much about that.
They can sponsor a bowl game. That's all I know. Back to your original question. I think Texas versus Washington might be interesting in the Alamo Bowl.
The old Alamo. Fight at the Alamo.
It's just hard to not get caught up in the big ones to like find something because some of these matchups are such trash. Here's one for you. Pittsburgh versus UCLA.
Well, you were the
UCLA person all year.
Well, where's it at?
It is in El Paso, Texas at the Sun Bowl. UCLA's favored by 6. Over under 57.5. That should be an exciting game.
I'll take Pitt.
Honestly,
I think a lot of these bowl games just some teams want to play and some teams don't. And
yeah, we see that a lot. And like that's just like with Kansas State playing. I mean, not to touch on the big ones because I could care less about some of these bigger ones because we're going to talk about them. But like on like Kansas State playing Alabama.
Oh, it's one of those ones where Kansas State all day.
Yeah, like there's like, so much.
But so what you're saying there, I don't even consider one of the big ones because Alabama,
right?
You know,
TV wise,
I would be surprised if Saban's got fucking COVID and doesn't even come to the game.
I literally though do not care about a single bowl game like to emotionally invest in until freaking January 1st when I can bet on it. Well, January 2nd, because there's no January 1st games.
I mean, obviously, you're going to be invested in the 31st game.
Well, yeah. Barely.
Anything after that, money's going to have to be on line.
Ashley is going to dictate how much I'm invested in that game. Let's just be honest.
Wait, on your investment in the Michigan game?
Yeah, we have New Year's Eve plans.
Oh, what
are? We're going to Pittsburgh for the night.
Ooh.
We found what is it called? It's called like Howl at the Wolf or something.
Oh my God, Howl at the Moon!
Howl at the Moon. You've been there?
Yeah. Thanks for inviting us, you jackass.
Fuck you. You been there before?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, is that all you have to say? Ass fucking time.
Is that all you have to say?
I mean, who are you going with?
Friends in town from South Carolina that come up for 4th of July and Christmas every year, Joe Minostra and Becca Minostra. So we always make plans with them on New Year's Eve and stuff. So we're going there.
Yeah.
It's super nice, like all inclusive. I mean, like.
No, I'll tell you this. I mean, I don't know how you're going to get in there, but.
We bought tickets already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
That's your first move because.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there. You know, me and Jenna went, you know, we went there before Steelers, like night before Steelers game. It's just fucking packed.
Oh, really?
Bet. You know, they got the pianos rolling. Like, no, you're going to have a good time. As long as you don't care that it's going to be wall to wall.
No, that's fine with us.
You know, it's going to be.
It sounds like a good deal.
It's going to be electrifying. And so, it's just, it's going to be a good time.
It's like
good time for you.
It's like a couple blocks, like 5 blocks from our hotel. And then it was one of those things where, like, you pay for your ticket per person, and it includes dinner, appetizers, unlimited.
Oh, they got all that going on?
Yeah. It was $165 a person, but you get dinner.
Geez. I mean, whenever I went there, it was just like, get on the dance floor, get your terrible towel out. You know, we're going to just get crazy here.
Yeah. It, well, it's like an all you can. It's all inclusive. It's, well, basically all inclusive. So you pay your.
Okay, so this is going to be, you know, this is going to be fire. Yeah. Fire safety and everything.
So like,
they're only letting in a certain amount of people.
Correct.
And if you don't got a ticket, you ain't getting in.
Correct.
So, all right, you got you. Well, you're going
to. It's going to be fun. Night. Yeah, and it was like, you get your dinner.
You're going to wear your wedding outfit.
I'm going to wear whatever Ashley picks out for me.
You better look nice. It's always trust good me. To look nice.
Yeah, I don't really have a choice.
If you go somewhere.
I don't really have a choice. But yeah, it's like all you can eat food, all you can eat appetizers.
Whoa. Now, let me ask about this.
Go ahead.
What's the 4 o'clock plan?
See, I don't know. Checking at the hotel is 3.
Ooh. Where are you staying at?
I don't
buy it?
No, it's like right down the road. It's not overly expensive.
Right down the road. You act like I know what right down the road is. Right down the road from Howlett the Moon, right down the road from Heinz Field.
Right down the road from
right down the road from
Howlett the Moon.
Pierogies. Like
Howlett the Moon. No,
I don't even know where that is. You know what? We get to Pittsburgh, we get to our hotel, we fucking call an Uber, say, hey, we want to go here.
That was our thing.
Where anything is. But,
so, I forget.
Like, it's pretty easy city to navigate.
I will say, I know it's a mediocre hotel, like, above average, but it's not stupid expensive because they were very expensive.
Dude, I don't even think, I don't even think there's bad hotels anymore.
It's just we were looking for convenience because we didn't want to pay a shit ton, and B, we didn't want to pay a shit ton to have to Uber halfway across town on New Year's Eve.
Right.
So, convenience-wise, yeah.
And two, dude, like, and I don't know how Uber it is right now.
Probably stupid.
Like, we could go, like, a far amount of time and pay, like, $10 for an Uber.
Yeah, but not on New Year's Eve.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, price is different.
Yeah.
I haven't been Ubered in Pittsburgh since, you know, the Biden administration.
And that's what, there was another thing. Like, when we did the hotel, she was like, oh, there's a bar crawl on Carson Street. I was like, yeah, that Uber ride to Carson Street is going to be stupid.
So, that could be a difference between, like, if you're going all the way down to, like, South Side.
So, yeah, I know. But I was like, I'm not trying to Uber to Carson Street.
I know, like, you're on the other side. But then there's, like, a whole, like, South Side of Pittsburgh.
Right.
But, no, you're going to be doing just fine in Hallettman.
Oh, yeah. Plus, it's like unlimited drinks, too. Drinks are included. Free champagne toast. Food's included. Tables included.
You're going to be bringing in. So, yeah, I mean, I guess you got to start getting a game plan together, though.
And sports.
This kind of sucks.
Sports gambling's legal.
And when you're doing something like that, it kind of sucks.
It does. Last year really sucked.
You got to this big game for Michigan. And then, but then you got to kind of pace yourself on the amount of drinks. Because now you got, like, this whole other, you know, second half of the night that you got to.
It's a strong 7 hour.
Be ready for.
It's a 7 hour endurance marathon. Let's put it that way. We're talking like hotel, check-ins at 3.
I think this is a 10 hour.
I don't know. Check-ins at 3. We're both parents, so we're not making it much past midnight. So,
but you're also talking about the drive.
Oh, like, I'm not worried about the drive.
You're talking about a lot, and guess what?
I'm not going to start drinking until I get to the room. Let's put it that way.
Your parents, but you're going to get a second kick when Michigan beats TCU.
I will, but then that'll fade off by 10 o'clock.
You're going to find yourself at a pizza place eating some pie. Like,
hold on. Last time Ashley and I got a hotel room and got drunk and we ordered pizza, we passed out before it delivered to us.
Oh no, that happened to me and Jenna down in Cincinnati when we went to Garth Brooks. But we ordered the pizza at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Same. It was like 12:30.
They called us at 5 a.m. asking us if we still wanted the fucking pizza because it was finally getting delivered, and we're like, hell no.
It was like 12:30 in the morning when we ordered it, and I don't even know if any of us had a missed call. But like, we woke up the next day and we were like, wait. Did we get pizza? Like, what?
Well, when me and Jenna went to Pittsburgh for the Steelers-Jaguars game, probably in, like, 2016, and that's when we went to Howl at the Moon the night before, and we got back and got pizza, and it was good-ass fucking pizza. I don't know what the name of it is, so I can't give you a recommendation, but...
Yeah, it's like the last time I went to the last time I went to Carson Street, which is why partially why I didn't want to go and back to Carson Street. The next
thing you're going to tell me too, though, is like you're going to say like Permane Brothers sucks.
No, I love it. I love it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I love it.
Check that out.
I love a good sandwich. I'm all for it.
No, I know you said they're going to be selling some dinner at this.
Yeah, thing, but I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to get that hangover food the next day. That
Michigan game.
No, I'm trying to get that hangover food the next day before I leave town.
All right. Well, that works too. I've done that after a wedding or so.
I'm trying to. Yeah, but the last time I went to Carson Street, and that's like when she said bar crawl on Carson Street. Bar crawl on Carson Street. That's a tongue twister. So last time I went to Carson Street, I ended up taking a shit on Duquesne University's football field.
Oh, that's real nice.
I'm like 22 years old. It was a long walk back to the hotel room, and that's why I did not want to Uber over there.
Oh, because you're worried that you're going to go shit on their field again?
No, because I know how far it is to get over there, and I want to pay for a $100 Uber on New Year's Eve.
Then I definitely think that was on like the south side.
Yeah, have you ever been to Carson Street?
No, I've never been to that. Bro, side.
There is a bar. I doubt they still have it. There used to be a bar back when things were acceptable that when someone tipped enough, there was a midget that would run down the bar and pour drinks into your mouth.
Well, I've actually heard about this because I have a buddy that is from Pittsburgh, and then he met his wife, but now ex-wife. And I think she went to Duquesne, so I think I heard about this.
This story's coming full circle.
A time or two. Yeah. And they're older than me, so they probably got some good shows.
It's a wild time on Carson Street. You have to mentally prepare yourself for that night. It's not a night you can like pregame for. You have to like pregame a little bit.
I'll probably never spend a night in Pittsburgh again unless the Steelers turn it around.
No, stop it. So all right. Back to bowl games. There is so many, though, because I'm looking at some of these right now, and like I'm just like, okay, Rice. How are we letting five-win teams, 5-7 Rice versus Southern Miss?
I thought you had to win six.
I thought you did, too.
But my guess is there's too many bowls, so they don't have enough six-win teams.
So cut it down.
All of a sudden, you got these teams declining. You know, remember when it used to be like an honor to get invited to a bowl? Now it's like you accept the invitation, and a lot of these teams aren't.
Well, just like Ohio State said. Like when Ohio State said that if we don't make the playoffs, we don't want the Rose Bowl. Are you serious? Like, is that what the Rose Bowl's come to?
But were they saying that they didn't want the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, they said they put in they told the Rose Bowl, take Penn State over us. I think because
they didn't want to play in a bowl game at all, or?
I think partially because they just knew, like, none of our players are going to play in this game. So don't put us in like this big historic game.
But can then you say like, oh, I respect it because in a way, like, do you think that they're saying we respect the Rose Bowl to like we don't want to make a mockery of it?
Yeah, it's just like that's where we're at.
We think that Penn State will actually care more.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at.
Penn State needs that game.
Yes, exactly. That you just hit on that. Penn State needs that game more than Ohio State.
All right. Well, then, you're a fucking gentleman for admitting something like that.
No, but it's true. And that game would mean more to Penn State than it would to Ohio State. You think Ohio State cares about winning a Rose Bowl if it doesn't amount to anything?
No, I mean they did win last year, but
yeah, I mean, and they like took shit about that because of how slow they started off. You know? Yeah,
but I mean, I don't think Ohio State played any different in that game than they played any game.
Yeah,
that they played last year. Like,
so we got this Rice versus Southern Miss, the Fighting Brett Favre illegal transactions. That'll be fun. North Texas versus Boise State. Like, I just don't care about half these teams. Marshall versus UConn, Eastern Michigan, San Jose State. I don't need half these teams in these games, honestly. I feel like if you don't win eight games, you don't deserve a bowl game.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, the other thing is, like, they got to stop placing these teams based on, like, oh, this team goes here, this team is... Like, let's get some interesting matchups.
Right.
You know, to, you know, build some story on why these teams should be playing these games instead of just, oh...
Here is one of the smartest games I think they've done. And I know people are going to say, like, or people will think, oh, no one cares about those teams. But Coastal Carolina, which has been a Sun Belt powerhouse the last couple of years, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Versus definitely. East Carolina, who is usually like a, they usually upset a big team every now and then. That actually, like, that intrigues me. This game intrigues me.
So what are they going? Myrtle Beach Bowl?
Birmingham, Alabama.
All right.
They probably could have went to Myrtle Beach, and they probably would have had a terrific attendance. But, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Birmingham, Alabama, are they played in that stadium where that USFL played?
It's called Protective Stadium, so I don't know. It's hard to keep up with these stadium names anymore.
Yeah, I know. Honestly. I mean, we could know the stadium, but it's just been renamed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, some of these are with that, too. Where is it? Okay. Petco Park, another MLB stadium, has a game. Oregon and North Carolina is playing at this old San Diego Padres Stadium. Or is that the current San Diego Padres stadium?
That just seems like a slap in the face to those two teams. Like,
yeah. You know, that should be a big bowl game. That's on Fox, too. On a
prime time. Probably at noon.
It's no, 8 o'clock.
Noon out west.
8 o'clock on Fox.
Well, Joe Clatt will probably be doing it.
But then at 9 o'clock, you have Texas Tech versus Ole Miss at the Texan Stadium. Like, I would rather see Oregon versus North Carolina. Anyway, let's get off. We've got off a tangent on these bowl games. That's crazy. Ohio versus Wyoming? What the hell? And Arizona. Ain't nobody going to that game. No one from Athens, Ohio is going to freaking Tucson, Arizona.
Well, I'll tell you, if it was Ohio State, they would.
Well, first of all, those students from Ohio are way too drunk before they get on the flight to find their way there and back. I was looking. Hold on a second.
Hey, there might be a lot of Ohio graduates.
In
Arizona, though.
Yeah, they might be selling some coke out there.
But the thing is like, do you want to go to this game?
No.
Like, I mean, you probably go for $10, but.
Yeah, no. Well, shit, you can get into the Browns game this weekend for $10.
For real?
Yeah, I think I saw the cheapest ticket I saw was $9.
I mean, how about that?
Yeah, I mean,
how about that?
It's the same Browns.
The exact same thing happened that you said was going to happen, that they were going to bring in Brissett on fourth down.
Oh, my gosh. And
they did, before, like, in the first quarter. And, like, I wasn't paying attention. I was at BW3s, and, like, I see Brissett in on that fourth down. And I was like, what did Watson get hurt?
Nah, like, it's Stefanski. You know, and before we bash on the Browns, can we just give a shout-out to the Teller family for sending us a nice Christmas card? We will not bash on the offensive line the rest of the season, because the offensive line has been great, and they are going to have a beautiful family. And we appreciate Carly and Wyatt Teller sending us a Christmas card.
Yes, and much love for that, and happy holidays, and congratulations.
Yes, but
that being said,
Kevin Stefanski is an idiot.
Well, I'm the whole organization might be idiots. Like, this thing is not exactly playing out the way they expected it to, and I honestly don't know if it's getting any better.
I don't know what you expect them to bring
anytime soon.
Think about, like, how often in the NFL players get banged up through the course of the year. So now you're expecting a quarterback to come in who hasn't played all year and just completely change everything. And it's just not going to happen. The best guy, and I heard an interesting thing, and I forget who said this, so I wish I could give them credit for, but someone said Deshaun Watson is trying out Kevin Stefanski the rest of this year instead of the, like, Kevin Stefanski seeing how he fits with Deshaun Watson.
All right. So if that's the case, though, where does Stefanski stand if he would have had to pick between Baker or Watson? Like, if his job's depending on this.
Well, that's what the thing was. He wanted Watson. He was the one who went to him and, who was it, Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta.
All right, so this is in his hands.
They were the ones who went to the owner.
He's
going to
have all the blood either way. He brought it to the attentions. He wanted it.
The way it goes down, the way it went down was supposedly, in theory, was reporting to Cleveland sports media was Stefanski, Paul DePodesta, their analytics guy who lives in California, and Andrew Berry pushed this on Jimmy Haslam, the owner, to move on from Baker Mayfield. So that was how that went from the get-go.
Well, okay. So then here we are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's funny. Like, and once I heard someone say that, I was like, man, that makes sense.
But I mean, what's the end result now, though? Like, they got to win these last four? I don't think Stefanski's out?
I think
Stefanski might be out either way.
I think I need to see how the team reacts the next couple weeks.
But who wants to go there?
Who, to the Browns?
Yeah.
It just depends on what the Browns' philosophy is. Are they going to stick with this analytics approach?
What is the Browns' philosophy?
That's what I'm saying.
There you go, right there.
Are they sticking with the analytics approach?
Do they even have a philosophy?
Their philosophy right now is analytics. So do you go with that, or do you try to pull the young head coach, the Sean McVay, the I can't think of his name now in Miami.
Mike McDaniels.
Those type of coaches who, first of all, I just praised that team, and they went out and freaking laid a shit against the Chargers.
It was a classic, you know. It was a classic Philip Rivers situation.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, Chargers are dead. Here comes Philip Rivers. We're going to win this one.
And I wanted to get on today.
It's just Herbert. Just plays the role of Philip Rivers.
And I wanted to get on today and be like, oh, Detroit's like up, like Detroit's about to run the table and like win the NFC South or NFC North. And I was like, I don't want to jinx them.
I don't know if that.
See, I don't want to jinx them. Because I'm kind of pulling for it.
But I tell you this, the Raiders fans, they got to get a GoFundMe going.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
Obviously a few weeks ago I said, the Raiders can't fire McDaniels. But
and you were right.
He has to be fired.
It came out like 2 days later. It came out the next day
because
after you said that.
You cannot lose to a guy that got off the plane on Tuesday that gets cut by the Panthers, who have no reason to be cutting any quarterbacks, though they are winning. But
this is going to bring me back to Kevin Stefanski, too, once you finish your rant on this.
Well, it is and then he comes back from 16-3 down and beats you in the fourth quarter on a final drive, 98 yards. This is a bad look.
Like, to run a no-huddle with no practice time and no playbook knowledge, well, very little playbook knowledge, and to succeed.
They were just playgrounding it out there.
Right, and that's what brings me back to Kevin Stefanski, because I feel like Kevin Stefanski is a great coach on offense for mediocre quarterbacks. Because of what he did in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins, who a lot of people are on the fence of whether he's mediocre or above average. And then
I'll tell you this, Kirk Cousins has won a lot more games than a lot of these quarterbacks in the NFL.
But at the same time, he took Jacoby Brissett this year and made him look good too. But it's like once he gets to a quarterback with elite, like not elite skill set, but potential skill sets that can change plays, he doesn't know what to do with them.
I mean, we might be landing on a spot that maybe Deshaun Watson's just overrated.
I mean, how do we know? He doesn't get to throw a 4th-and-1 pass. First of all, 4th-and-1, why do you not give the ball to Nick Chubb?
I was like, well, they're just going to sneak this.
Yeah. But like that's like
But then they overthink it, and they're like,
yes.
Oh, afraid of him. So they think we're going to sneak it, and now we're just going to try to hit him on a quick hitter.
Like that's analytics mindset. Like, oh, they think 60% or probably like 70% of the time they think we're just going to sneak it. Let's hit him with this pass. Let's take a career backup and make him throw a meaningful 4th-and-1 pass 30 yards downfield. I mean, don't get me wrong. Jacoby Brissett has been good this year. He has exceeded expectations, but there's also reasons these guys are career backups. And there's a reason why they're good for filling games, but you don't want them starting 3-4 games in a row.
Correct.
And that I think that's just where it is. Where, I mean, okay, you want Brissett to throw the ball? Fine, we'll man up coverage with you.
But that's enough about the Browns.
What yeah,
about
I agree with that. I do want to say Eagles Cowboys coming up soon is going to be an elite
matchup.
Well,
I wanted to say my disappointment of the weekend. The Steelers could have been in this playoff hunt.
They could have been, but you also lost your quarterback too. Wow.
Yeah, I guess you don't really have that argument. Trubisky just doesn't throw interceptions in the red zone.
Even if he only starts, they're going to win that game
and fit right in this thing.
Throws one interception, they're probably in this game.
Well, or the one field goal don't get blocked.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch that game.
They could have made 4 field goals, and I think they got none.
You also barely have a field goal kicker.
Oh, no, Boz was back.
Oh, was he? See, it wasn't on TV.
Yeah,
well, that's why
Boz,
you were at B-Dubs.
Boz was back, so I had great confidence that we could have made a couple of those. But at the same time, I feel like it's a Tomlin issue, too, where he's just got to be like, hey, guys.
Does there need to be an
overhaul?
We're
already going against a backup quarterback. And then eventually they got to a third stringer in that game. They still managed to lose the game. And so, I think the time might be ticking on Tomlin.
Okay,
but,
so let me ask you that then. Because once you brought that up, I was thinking, with Pickett only having 1 year in this offense, is now the best time to move on?
Offensive coordinator-wise or
like
head
coaching-wise? Like, clean slate. Let him get, you know, same thing with like Deshaun Watson.
Well,
kind of.
Okay, well, so here's the one thing I will say to start this off is like, I think they got to shut him down.
Who, Pickett?
Yeah.
I don't think he should have played in the first place.
Well, what? It's not because of his plays. He keeps getting these concussions.
Well, I also just don't think this team had enough around it for him to be successful this year.
No, I mean, I think the only reason this season got turned around is because of him. I mean, he wasn't turning the ball over, and they were winning games. And if he plays this whole game, they'd probably win it because he wouldn't have turned it over. Now, would it look pretty, and you'd be like, oh, we're ready to go, and that's a whole other story. But
if you wait another year or so.
I just worry that they played good enough this year that they're going to, you know, they're going to keep the same.
And that's what worries me. Cause
I mean, they're not going to get rid of Tomlin. I mean, we know that. And I think Canada's going to hang on to it.
Oh, my God, no.
Just because of how they played the last couple weeks. If he does, I'm not saying that I'm happy about it. Like, I'm not saying that it should happen. I'm just basing it on the history of what I've seen of the, you know, organization. And like you said, of where they're at in it, like, do they want to push backwards? Like, is the reward of starting over worth more than if they can start already ahead of the game next year and maybe push for something?
I agree.
To be successful.
Well,
so
I agree to an extent, because at the same time, it's like year four is when quarterbacks can get that fifth-year extension, first-round quarterbacks.
Right.
So, if you wait...
Yeah, I mean, they can go one more year, and then if it doesn't work out in that third year, now you're not asking...
But
now
then,
you at least have a guy that knows a little bit about the league.
But then you're only giving...
They can feel comfortable.
But then going into year three, you're only giving him 1 year to decide, because as soon as year four starts, they can get that extension.
Yeah, but I think you've seen enough. His only problems at this point is he's getting too many concussions.
I also feel like his wide receivers aren't doing him any justice.
Oh, but they are. I mean,
Deontay drops
him? Okay, but just as many drops as Deontay Johnson has, George Pickens gets one for you.
Yeah, but he also doesn't get the ball.
Like, every catch that he makes is unbelievable.
Yes.
So,
but he doesn't
get
the ball.
I almost feel like with Johnson, he's just fucking a shit bag, and he's like, oh, well, he had all these drops with Roethlisberger. He got his shit together. Well, he retires, so now I got to get used to a new quarterback. I mean, I hope that's the case, but,
right.
I mean...
Right, I agree.
It's probably one of these situations where you just fool me again. He probably just sucks, dude. What else am I supposed to say?
It's really a fine line right now in Pittsburgh, because it's like, do we have
But that's the NFL, though.
Well, no,
the fine line between winning and losing is.
But in Pittsburgh, you know, in Pittsburgh
seven
in general,
points a week.
No, in
one
Pittsburgh,
year you can play one score games and go 8-2. The next year you can play one score games and go 2-8.
But like, Pittsburgh in general, it's like this year it seems like, okay, do we have a running back or do we not have a running back? Do we have two good wide receivers or do we not? We definitely don't feel like we have a coordinator.
They assume so that they have two good ones.
Right. But
and
like,
they got rid of Claypool, and I think that that's going to pay dividends for them.
But a lot of shade's been thrown at Johnson. So it's like, okay, then like Matt Canada, like I would say 90% of Steelers Nation wants him gone, I would assume. And then it's like coming in like, okay, well, is Tomlin the right guy going forward or he's not? So it's just like everything going forward.
Yeah, but you also got to understand, like Steeler fans are a little different than me. Like, they're only going to base it on if they're winning or losing. The Steelers right. could literally be, you know, win every game 20-16 and the fans would be happy. But they're only winning games 20-16.
Right.
They lose every game 17-16, and they're mad.
Oh yeah.
So it's like you're the same shitbag team.
It's right.
Just you won the games opposed to losing the games.
It's our offense sucks, and that's just NFC North football.
They're really just dumb. They don't really understand the game.
Wow. Them yinzers.
Yeah, and don't talk too bad because you're gonna be going there. Before to celebrate the New Year, you're going to get beat up before I do. And I wear the gear so I can hide in the skies and they won't know anything.
I'm wearing my Peyton Manning shirt.
I don't know if that's going to work out over there either.
I've done worse. I've done worse, so I don't think it'll work out too bad. One other thing, NFL wise. MVP race, Tua's out now. Jalen Hurts or Mahomes, who do you got? And what I'm going to ask you, there's a subpart. There's A and B. Okay, A and B. Question A.
Well, okay, I'll tell you this.
Hold on, though. There's two parts. Question A, MVP, Tua or Mahomes, Hurts or Mahomes, and question B, who has the better team around them, Hurts or Mahomes?
I think
there's a lot of silence there.
If I had a vote, I'm voting Mahomes.
We don't have a vote?
The MVP.
What?
Well, based on this, like.
Oh, because he throws those crazy passes.
Well, no, I mean, he lost a lot, and he still showed that, like.
What did he?
You know,
he lost
he
one
can
player.
Run this team, what?
He lost one player, and picked up Juju and Valdez Scantling, and he still.
And that was a lot.
It was a lot, but also, did you just hear Travis or Tyreek Hill's comments the other day when he just said, "I moved on because I was only getting two or three targets a game," so he wasn't even targeting him.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have ran 60 yards for a touchdown every time.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So this is what I'm saying, because this is what you're saying is like, who has a better team? I think Hurts has the better team.
Okay.
I think the Eagles are just having one of these years, but I think this is the same year that like Carson Wentz had.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And I'm not saying it's going to end in the same fashion. Hey. They won the Super Bowl that year, but Carson Wentz wasn't the quarterback.
It took a miracle.
And then Carson Wentz is ridden off into the sunset.
So we're calling this a sunset?
Like,
Wentz's career a sunset?
I'm just saying, like, his career's done.
Like, I wouldn't say it's ridden off to a sunset. I feel like he walked the plank fell off.
Well, I mean, when you still make the amount of money made,
Fair enough.
Like, I think you're riding off the sun. Hey, you can be the best at your job. You're never going to make that kind of money. He's been one of the worst at his jobs, and he's made more money than anybody.
Yeah.
So, he's riding off into the sunset.
Fair enough.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to feel bad because he didn't get to win that Super Bowl when he was like 13-1 and had them in there, and he was supposed to be MVP.
Yep.
But it's not taking anything away from Hurts. Now, like, do I think Hurts will win? Like, if Hurts finishes this season, you know, unlike Wentz did, like, then yeah. I think Hurts will win the MVP.
I still think they have a loss. I think they're going to lose to the Cowboys next time they play them.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to matter. I mean, you know, Mahomes has lost to the Bengals. Mahomes has lost to the Bills.
Like, should have lost to the Broncos.
But he's losing to Burrow and, you know, Allen. And Allen, you know, if we talked about this 5-6 weeks ago, he was running away with this thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I think I got Hurts with the MVP.
Well, it sounds like I talked you out of Hurts being MVP.
Oh, but God, no.
So you think it is Mahomes?
No, I said Hurts is the MVP. You didn't talk me out.
I just don't know.
I don't think you talked me out at all.
I mean, he's having a good year.
They're both having good years. I just think, like, Mahomes tries to do too much sometimes to where... Plus, he's in a better, not better system, but he's been in a more consistent system.
You know, Mahomes doesn't have the Philadelphia defense, so. And I always think that that's like an easier situation.
Could have fooled me in the first half last week. I don't know, I'm just saying.
I mean, is that good defense or is that bad offense? Because I literally picked up Kansas City defense last week in fantasy and still managed 21 points out of them.
I mean, you gotta look at that stat line, though.
I had like 30 something points out of them just because Denver sucks so bad.
Kansas City defense, like, all year has gotten like a few sacks and a few turnovers each game, so we're like, they've been producing.
And you wonder why. And then I was like, oh, well, you definitely play that against the.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they've been
Russell Wilson.
They've been decent. Underrated.
It's not like the Philadelphia Eagles, though. The Philadelphia Eagles have the best defensive line in the league. Like, you ain't gonna run on them.
True.
They're shutting people down. Like, it.
So then it comes back to the award. Like, is the MVP like the best player on the best team?
Well, it never is. Like, it's the same thing you were talking about last week. Like, it's just who's the best fucking quarterback in the league.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
And that's how it's been, and that's how it always will be. And if I had to vote, I'd vote Patrick Mahomes. Okay. Only because I do think it gets lost. Like, everybody just always, like, it's like the LeBron thing.
True. Like, true.
Like, everybody just like, oh, well, now it's got to be the new thing. But, like, if you just keep doing the same thing over and over, you're still just as good as you were. And some of these years, you know, these guys put up better numbers than the years that they do win the MVPs.
Right. We're going to – go ahead.
And so it's like, what changes? Oh, because we got a new shiny toy to look at. So now, like, oh, James Harden wins. Oh, Westbrook wins. But the fucking – you know, LeBron still puts up the same fucking numbers he did.
Right.
When he was winning 4 straight MVPs. So
– I agree. We're going to wrap this
Patrick
up.
Patrick Mahomes and – and that's Tom Brady, and that's Aaron Rodgers up until this year.
Is he still alive?
Aaron just won the last 2.
Yeah.
And that's also Peyton Manning. You know, and some of these guys should have won a lot more than they did. But I don't think they really care at the end of the day. Hurts is obviously it matters because if he can get that under his belt, it's going to be good for his contract situation.
But, right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then it's just going to be like a big battle of who deserves more money, Lamar or Jalen Hurts.
Right. We're going to wrap that up on this note. Well, going into one thing because I have to pee. So, last thing, Mbappe for France versus Messi and Argentina in the World.
I only got one thing to say about it because I don't know much about it. I got Messi.
Yeah.
For the win. Argentina for the win.
I still got France.
It just seems like
France was my team going in.
When they write, because they're going to have to write the story about the Qatar 2022 World Cup.
It's going to be wild.
And it's got to end with Messi winning the fucking thing. Or there's just going to be something crazy that happens.
I got France going back to back. France was my pick going in. I got them going back to back.
So
I just think they're the
best. I got Messi winning on a penalty kick.
Ooh.
Chest staining it, taking the shirt off.
Ooh.
You know.
Showing the tats and all.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here on that. Next week, we'll probably do, I think we're going to, let's just do a Christmas edition next week. Like, I think next week would be a good, like, Christmas traditions, like, NBA yep. Christmas yep. games. It'll be a fun one. Off-the-wall fun one. This kind of started off the wall, too, but that's what happens when you're in a weird sports week like we are. So, we are going to get out of here. Follow us on Bleacher Seats Podcast on Twitter at BSeats Podcast, Instagram Bleacher_Seats_Podcast. Andy's hopefully going to start a betting odds Twitter page once I get him on Twitter after the first of the year. And we're going to take it off from there. And we are going to own our own sports book in the next year. Peace out.
Let's bet.